Prologue. Detective Simmons sat in his car, the ceiling light illuminating the interior as he took drags from his cigarette. The smoke filled into the vehicle despite his attempts to blow it out the window. The keys were in the ignition, but the car was not running. Simmons was waiting for someone. Simmons stared into the darkness of the alley he was parked in, his eyes moving from shadow to shadow as he waited for someone to appear. There was a pain in his shoulder, and he moved his free hand to rub the wound there. Though it was no longer bleeding and didn't need bandages, there were two marks from a vampire bite that had hit clean down to the nerves. He could touch the wound and not feel it, but the pain was still there in the surrounding tissue. He would have a scar there for the rest of his life, he imagined. A constant reminder of his failure, and of the freak hybrid who gave it to him. After he rolled his shoulder and went back to staring at shadows, he noticed movement in the back seat of his car. There was a man sitting there, shrouded in shadows and a hood. "Jesus fuck, can you not do that?" Simmons shouted. "Perhaps if you paid a bit more attention to your surroundings, you would not have been startled," the man replied. "Yeah, well, right now I have two pains in the neck. This," Simmons said, pointing to where he was bitten, "and you. I can't pay attention to both at the same time." "The boss is displeased," the man hissed, ignoring Simmons' comment. "Tch," Simmons scoffed. "I'm displeased. You think I wanted it to go down the way it did? How was I supposed to know they had some kind of freak of nature on their side? I didn't even know there was such a thing as a vampire psychic." "Failure is not tolerated, but the boss understands the unique challenges which presented themselves. We were also surprised by the development, so the boss is giving you a second chance to make things right." Simmons' eyes widened. "Yeah?" "Yes," the man replied, devoid of expression and tone. "I guarantee this time it's going to be different. I have just the person for the job. A real professional."